بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. In the ayat that we are reading, in the first part of the ayat, what we read, that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala promised that He is Ma'iyyat, that Allah will be with those people if you establish and you fulfill your side of the pledge which you have made with Allah Ta'ala. And yet, reference is made to a few items, and we have to see the whole Quran Sharif and the whole Hadith, then we get the whole picture of the whole of being. However, yeah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, that if you establish namaz, make your namazes properly. أَعْتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ, and you give your zakat properly. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي, and you believe in all my prophets, all my messengers. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ, and that you help them in their mission, to establish the deen and to make sure the deen is established, you help them. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and besides zakat, you spend other money also, whether it is in jihad, whether it is on the poor and the needy, whenever the need arises, you spend on them also. When a person will do all that, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, to albatta dur karunga main tumse gunah tumhare, then I will forgive you all your gunahs. That means even after doing all this, a person is not perfect and he will falter. In fact, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Allah Ta'ala had declared his purity of all sin, but he says, I make istighfar 70 times a day, 100 times a day. One of my has given different explanations to that. One is that to teach the ummah that they should make tawbah istighfar. The other is that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, position Allah was raising all the time, becoming higher and higher. And as he was going higher, he made istighfar on his lower position. The what he previously was on that he made istighfar. So whatever it is, a person cannot be perfect, and a person, Allah Ta'ala promises, if you do your side of the pledge, then whatever errors, omissions will be from your side, I will forgive them. And not only that, I will forgive all of them, وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, اور داخل کروں گا تم کو باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہیں نہریں, and I will enter you into gardens below which rivers will be flowing. That is all the beautiful, wonderful ni'mat of Jannah. And more than the ni'mat of Jannah is the Zaat, the being of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is the creator of Jannah, and definitely the creator is better than the creation. Though the creation, yeah, Jannah, is great, very great, and you cannot imagine the pleasure and enjoyment of Jannah, but Allah is more greater than that also. So the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the highest thing. So Allah Ta'ala gives two great promises when we fulfill our pledge. And this was what the Bani Israel, this pledge that was made, it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif for us to take a lesson, that we also fulfill the pledge that we have made with Allah Ta'ala, whether it was the pledge of Alastu bi Rabbikum, that am I not your Rabb, and then we all agreed Bala, and then we have to fulfill our side of the pledge. Or whether it was Inna Aradna Amanata al-Samawati wal-Ardha wal-Jibal, whether Allah Ta'ala, when He placed His amanat, His trust upon the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, فَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا, they said, we cannot, it is too heavy, too difficult for us. فَحَمَلَهُ الْإِنسَانِ,
his son agreed, and he said, so now complete that pledge. So anyway, on doing that, two great things here in this ayat Allah mentioned, other places, other things Allah mentioned, that I will forgive you all your errors and omissions, and also I will enter you into gardens beneath which your rivers will be flowing. May Allah bless us with all this reality, and let us fulfill our side of the pledge also, and be conscious of it all the time. May Allah bless us all.